Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mari Nimi Morasi Sheyichi, the schus Moshe de Meshner, so Moshe Mordechai, and is based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita. The Mishnah in Meseches Chagiga and the Pesamid Aleph says as follows: Mishalo Chog, Piyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, somebody didn't bring the carbon Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot. Hoges kol regel, can still bring the chagiga one of the other days of the regel. V'yom tov achron shel chag, and even the yom tov achron shel chag, even shmini atzeres, he can bring it. He can bring his carbon chagiga. Av regel b'lo chag enu chay v'achru yisal zeh, ne'amar, m'uvas la'ilchol iskom, v'chsor l'enchol imanos. If he, the whole regel passed, and he doesn't bring his chagiga, so he's not responsible to bring the chagiga of that regel, and he can no longer fill in for this mitzvah that he missed out on. And in that, the pasuk says in Ecclesiastes, in the first chapter, in the 15th pasuk, "Muvus lo'chol iskon," it's something crooked that can't be fixed, and something lacking, "Chisaron lo'chol imanos," that can't be counted. Ad kan midivrei katzur shel Mishnah. Rashi explains mishalo chag. He didn't bring his chagig on the first day of Sukkot. Chogeg, he can celebrate it, even Shmini Atzeres. It's a regel b'fnei atzma, like the Gemara says. It's an independent holiday. Nevertheless, it's tashlum, and there's still a makeup for the first day of Sukkot. Gemara, sak the Gemara menani mili. How do you know? I'm Rav Yechon, Rishim Rishmoel. Nemar atzeres b'shvi shel Pesach, nemar atzeres b'shmini shel Chag. Alam shlumen avslam shlumen. It says in the Torah atzeres b'yom shvi shel Pesach sheish mitocho matzis. Roshvi atzeres l'shem l'cholosem l'locho. And it's atzeres on the eighth day of Sukkot. B'yom shmini atzeres kom l'chasavod l'losasu. So we can dash in the following zera shava. Mal halan. It's like in shvi shel Pesach. It's roi l'tashlumen. So too, here also that it says Atzeres, on the eighth day of Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, the Tashlumen. So you see, there is Shav Atzeres Atzeres, that there's still a makeup, even on the eighth day of Sukkot. Frekta Gemara, in order to dash in the Xer Shav, the word Atzeres has to be mufne, it has to be superfluous for a drosha. The Lav Mufne, if it's not, Dikla Mifrach, so you can ask a kasha. What's the kasha if it's not mufne? If it's not mufne, you can ask the following kasha, that Shvi Shel Pesach is not cholok mishelafonav. Shvi Shel Pesach is no different than the days that are before it, but Shmini Atzeres is. There are various halachas that Sukkot is different than Shmini Atzeres. Rashi, minani mili, the Yom Tov Acharon shel Chag Sukkot tashlum leKarbanos HaChag liYichidim. How do we know the Yom Tov Acharon of Sukkot is tashlum of the Karbanos HaChag of Yichidim al Shvi Shel Pesach? Rashi, tashlum of the region, Shereinu Cholot Mishelofana. Shvi Shel Pesach, Shemun Rishon, is no different than days before it. But Shmini Atzeres is Cholot Mishelofana of Benin Pazer Kashav. At the various halachas in which Shmini Atzeres is different than the days before it. Like the Gemara says, Pazer Kashev. What's Pazer Kashev? So, Pepe is the pious, the Beis HaMikdash. They would have a lottery, 24 Mishmar Sukkot Kabras HaGalim. On Sukkot, they didn't do a lottery. They were Mechalek, the Karbanos HaChag, between all the different groups. But on Shmini Atzeres, they had a regalim like they had a regora like another regalim. Zayin is man, Shechianu, you say Shechianu because it's an independent holiday. Resh is regel, according to Rashi, you don't sit in sukkah. Kuf is carbon, but you have different carbon. Normally you have 14 kvasim and shneil and pochus v'holech, 14. On Shmini Atzeres, you have one par, one aisle, seven kvasim. Shir, different shir than sukkahs. And bracha, Rashi explains Shem Avorchim is HaMelech Zecher L'Kenus HaBayis Mimei Shlomo HaMelech. So you bless the king over Sukkos. So just like they bless him on Sukkos, they bless him on Shmini Atzeres. So the kitzur, the point of the Gemara is that there's a separate halachas for Shmini Atzeres, and therefore you can't compare it to Shvi Shel Pesach because it's cholok mi Sukkos. So we see from Rashi that the Teshlumen of the Chagiga, Shiva Yamim, we know misvara both by Pesach and by Sukkos, because there's no difference between the different days of Pesach and no difference between the different days of Sukkos. That's what it means, Anu Cholok Mishel Afanav, only Ashmini Atzeres, we needed a special lima, that even though Linyan Pazer Vakashav, they're different, nevertheless, there's Tashlumen on the eighth day from Shmini, from the first day, for the first day. Right? That's why we learn Atzeres Atzeres. Otherwise, if it's not Mufna, you can't learn, because there's a difference between the eighth day and the previous days. But the first 7 days, you already know Misvara. And the Sugya continues, the skipping a bit, another Tana brings a Makor from a different place, Shivas Yamim, you should be Makor of the Karban Chagiga for 7 days, seven days, you bring the Karban Chagiga, Yachol Yechogig V'Holech, Kol Shiva, I might think every day you're Chayiv, Tamar Lomar Oso, Loshin Yachid Oso, on 1 day you're Chogig, V'yata Chogig Kol Shiva, and you're not Chogig all 7 days, Minastam, Yom Echad, Sheyuad La'avat HaChagiga, Mistama, the day that's set aside for the Chagiga, is the first day, that's the Yom HaIkri, Imkein L'manemar, she, what does it say, seven, Shivas Yom Bashan, and the Tashlumen, Tether's makeup, Uminayin, Shim Lo Chag, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shul Kol Regel. How do you know? If you don't do it the first day, you can do it all the days. And even Yom Tov Acher, and even on Shmini Atzeres. Tamad Loimar, B'chodesh HaShvi, T'chogu Oso. So it's Maskir Chodesh that teaches us, the Torah teaches us, is Shulman all the days of the Chag that are in this month, even after the 7 days of Sukkot passed. So that's why you learn from B'chodesh HaShvi, B'chodesh HaShvi, Yoch Yechog V'Holech, Chodesh Kulim, I think all the month, Tamad Loimar. Also, Sata Chogeg, V'yata Chogeg, Chutza Lo. Now there's only within the holiday, within Shmini Atzeres, but not outside. So Shmini Atzeres is still Shaykh to Sukkos. That's Osa. Osa Tachogeg. And you're not Chogeg beyond that. That includes Shmini Atzeres. Ad Kan, Midivrei HaGemara. Continues the Gemara. Umay Tashlumen. And what is the exact meaning of Tashlumen? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Tashlumen the Rishon. Yoshua Rishon Zelazah. Yochanan said the first day of Yontif is the Iker Chiyuv, and the rest of the days are Tashlumen. And Rav Hoshaya says they're tashlumin for each other. Every day of the days of Yom Tov are yichiyuv bifnei atzmo, and therefore they're all tashlumin for each other. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that the first day you bring it, if not the second day, you don't bring it the second day, bring it the third day for the second day. Rashi v'tana ma'isi la'me'achem mishum Rabbi Yochanan de'gomer la'kedamrin le'la moiruhu na'karocha ha'ilishna. Since earlier on it was Rabbi Yochanan, it's an Amora, so here it says Vitana, we have a different marker from Vitana. Kol Shiva, Kol Yom V'yom, all 7 days, every day. Yocho Yechog V'el Kol HaChodesh, I may think all month. Ez Yom Sheyirtzi L'Shlumei Chagim L'Okri V'chav, if you didn't bring in the Chag, you bring the whole month. Mora says, no, only B'chodesh HaShvi T'chog V'osa, only on the 7th month, so it says in the Pasuk. B'chagosim L'Shlumei Chagim Shivas Yom B'shana, So you have 7 days to do it. And then by Chodesh Shvi, you have the whole seventh month, which means not the whole seventh month, but the eighth day, including Shmini Atzeres, but not beyond that. Only also your Chogeg, but not beyond that. Continues Rashi, Mai Tashlumin. Kate said, "Ain't Tashlumin? How does Tashlumin work? Kulam Tashlumin l'Rishon. They're all Tashlumin the first day. Shvei Yom Echad Asa Kasi Vikar B'chun L'Siv Oisai. Shvachavas Tashlumin Lo. This is Chag Gersim, also Chag L'Hashem. So that also teaches the first day is the Iker, and then Vayter is a Tashlumin for the first day. Kulam Tashlumin Zel Azeh. Ein Lecha Yom Behem She'ein Chovas Etzli Bo Ba'atzmo L'Fi Shelo Nira B'Yamim. Shelofanav Yom Rishon Nira Lav Iker L'Didei." Yom Shalach of Tashlumin Lo. The other opinion is they're Tashlumin for each other. Every day is its own Chova. Somebody who wasn't Roy on the previous day is obligated now. And if he's obligated on the first day, then the days afterwards are Tashlumin. So if you weren't roy to bring it on the first days, you're obligated later. So in theory, each day could be a tashlumin for the previous day. In other words, your first obligation could be on the first day, and then the second day is a tashlumin for the first day. If you weren't roy on the first day, so then your first obligation could be on the second day. And then the third day would be a tashlumin for the second day. And that's how it works. Let's say a person's a lame on the first day, and he's healed on the second day, so then he's only chayiv on the second day, and the third day is a tashlumin for the second day. V'chein hala. Ad kan midivrei ha'sugya im Rashi. We have to understand the lashon of my tashlumin. We don't find this elsewhere. Should have said, like a normal lashon, itmar, tashlumi ha'chag, Rabbi Yochanan says tashlumi ha'chag, or tashlumin l'risham. And Rabbi Hoshaya says, Tashlumin Zel Azeh. What's this lashon of my Tashlum? Rashi says, V'tana Maisi L'Meyacha. Because the Yalfusa, the first Yalfusa, Rabbi Yochanan, was an Amora. And here you have a Tana. Frektiveld, I, Rabbi Yochanan, speaks in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is a Tana. Who Rabbi Yochanan never met, like Rashi says in Chulin 113b. What does Rashi say? The first Yalfusa was an Amora, and the second Yalfusa is a Tana. The first Yalfusa is also a Tana. So we want to understand what's the meaning of my Tashlumin. The Gemara never uses this Lashon. And also we want to understand what's the sinyan of saying, what did Rashi say that the first one was an Amora? It's not. It's a Tana. I'm Rabbi Yechon and Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. So it's Taka Tana. What is he saying that it's an Amora for? So maybe Rashi was bothered by the fact that it says V'tana Maisi L'Mehacha if they're both Midivrei Tanai. So maybe Rashi's answering the first time around there was an Amor in the name of V'tana. And the second one was a Brisa, so it was Divrei Atana Be'atzma. Okay? And the Rambam in Chagiga 1:4 Paskins like this. Mishlo Hikri V'yom Tov Rishon Olas V'yas V'sham Chagigaso Harezim Akvivim B'shar Yemos HaRegel Shenem Rashiva Yamim Tochoy G'lashem Eloi Kecha Malamit Shekulim Riyam L'Chagiga. Somebody who wasn't makriv on the first day is olas for iyan is shalmin chagiga, can be makriv b'sha'ar yamos haregel. As it says shivas yam utochog l'Hashem elokecha, they're all royal chagiga and they're all tashlumin of the first day. Frekti kesef mishnah v'perakam de chagiga mash tes amar aleph u'mash kasef v'tikulim tashlumin de rishonim pasak Reb Yechonah. The gabi Reb Shai b'shalat mozad Reb Shai godem Reb Yechonah the rabbi haya. Because the Mishnah says the Rambam's source that they're all Tashlum of the Rishon is the Gemara Chagiga 9a, what we're learning now. And the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shai that it's all Tashlum of the Rishon and not Tashlum of Zel Azeh. Not that one day is it could theoretically be a Tashlum of the previous day, every day could theoretically be the first day. No. It's all Tashlum of the Rishon. The Ikar Chayiv is Yom Rishon. If you're not a Chayiv in Yom Rishon, you're not a Chayiv at all. But all the days, right, if you're not a Chayiv, you're a Chigar in Yom Rishon, you're not a Chayiv the rest of the Chag. But if you are Chayiv in Yom Rishon, the rest of the Chag is a Tashlum for the first day. And that's like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shai. The Rabbi Shai was greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shai is Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi. Says the Lechem Mishnah. Ulai ain Rabbi Yoshai dehacha is some more god than Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's a different Rabbi Shai. Baharaya, it's Makdim Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara first says Rabbi Yochanan before Rabbi Shai. If Rabbi Shai was his Rabbi, was greater than the Gemara would have been Makdim Rabbi Shai. But if we want to say Kepashtus, that it's Rabbi Shai Hayadur B'chol Makom, that he was Mesader a lot of prices, and he's also Mesader the Mishnah, the Medrash Rabba, so we have to Miyashiv the Tain of Lechem Mishnah. Why are we Makdim? The Gemara was Makdim, Rabbi Yochanan, before Rabbi Shai, who is greater than him and earlier than him. And besides this, we have another kash, and that is that in our Sugya, the Gemara brings two Toroshes. One of Rabbi Yochanan from Gzeres Shavah, and another, the Tain of the Brisa, doesn't learn from Gzeres Shavah. He learns V'chag HaMosu Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yamim, that we know that you can bring it all 7 days from V'chag HaMosu Chag L'Hashem L'Hashem Shivas Yamim. So therefore it could be brought all 7 days. Either we have Gzeres Shavah Atzeres Atzeres, that's just like the Atzeres of Shvi Shel Pesach, it says Atzeres, and here it also says Atzeres. Just like Shvi Shel Pesach, it's Royal Tashlumin. If you don't bring the Chagiga B'zman, you can bring it all 7 days. So too, by Atzeres, by Shmini Atzeres, it's the Tashlumin. That's the Heilig of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, Vayter, the other drasha, is learning it from the Pasuk of Chagosim Osu Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yamim. You could bring it all day, all 7 days, and then B'chodesh HaShvita Chogo also, even on the 8th day. However, the problem is the Rambam comes with a new drasha. Our pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Shiva Yamim, the Rambam says, Shiva Yamim Tachog L'Hashem Elokecha, Dvarim 16:15. What's the Rambam giving a new pasuk for? We don't have this in the Gemara at all. And the Rambam doesn't usually bring psukim in Makaris. The Rambam just brings halachas psukos. So ma pitom that the Rambam is giving us this new drasha we don't find anywhere. So we want to understand why Rabbi Yochanan precedes Rabbi Shaya, and Rabbi Shaya was his Rabbi. Chayr, if we're talking about the regular Rabbi Shaya. We want to understand why the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shaya. We want to understand this lashon of Mai Tashlumin, which we don't find in other places. So that's our avoda, and Mirut Hashem, if God is good to us, we will see the Yishuv Hadvarim in the next segment of this year. And in the meantime, we'll chew on the kashis, and hopefully we'll see Mahalach to explain this sugya, explain the Rambam, bringing this new drasha. Hadvarim yu meire einayim umeshive nafesh. So please stay tuned, and nachnu od nireh, Bezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.